Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A Jackson County man escaped injury Monday after a tree crashed into his home during the severe storms that moved through the area. The incident happened in the Hollywood community as strong winds associated with the storm swept across the area. Emergency officials say a large tree fell onto the residence, causing significant damage there. The homeowner told officials he saw a window come crashing down before realizing that a large portion of the house had collapsed after the tree hit it. The storm was part of a severe weather outbreak that prompted tornado warnings across portions of Jackson and DeKalb counties in Alabama and here in Dade and Walker counties in Georgia, too. Numerous reports of downed trees, power outages, and storm damage received throughout the Tennessee Valley. As of yesterday morning, no serious injuries had been reported from the storms across the region. The Dade County Board of Education has approved its budget for the 26-27 school year, but school officials say the spending plan currently includes a deficit. Superintendent Josh Engel told KWIN that a millage rate increase will be necessary to help balance the budget and maintain school operations. The amount of the proposed tax increase has not been determined. Engel said the system is awaiting the Dade County Tax Assessor's Office to finalize the county's tax digest before calculating the millage rate needed to generate the required revenue. Engel said the largest factor contributing to the budget deficit is a dramatic increase in employee health insurance costs. School officials say insurance expenses are expected to increase by almost $2 million for the upcoming fiscal year, placing significant pressure on the district's finances. Engel said the rising insurance costs are affecting school systems across Georgia and represents one of the largest challenges facing local education budgets. Additional information on the proposed millage rate increase is expected later this summer after the county tax assessments are finalized. State lawmakers have approved legislation that would allow them to continue using the current QR code-based vote counting system through the 2026 elections. The measure passed both the Georgia House and Senate during a special legislative session called by the governor to address a July 1 deadline that would have prohibited the use of the codes for tabulating votes. The legislation delays any changes to Georgia's voting system until 2028, giving state officials additional time to evaluate and implement a replacement system. Lawmakers reached a compromise on hand recounts. Under the bill, hand counts would be limited to certain statewide races like governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and secretary of state, and that would only happen when the margin of victory is 0.5% or less. Supporters say the legislation prevents confusion ahead of next year's statewide election, providing a path toward future improvements in election administration. Opponents argued that Georgia already has audit and recount procedures in place and expressed concerns that additional hand counts could increase costs and delay election results. The bill heads to the governor's desk for his signature. Jackson County Schools offering a summer food box program for students enrolled for the upcoming school year. School officials say registration is now underway for food box pickup. It's designed to provide nutritious foods to support students and families during the summer months. The program is open only to students enrolled in Jackson County Schools for the 26-27 school year. Every registered child will receive food boxes. Food box pickup will take place at the KDCIA facility at 29727 Highway 72 in Hollywood. The pickup dates include today, tomorrow, and Monday from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. each day. School officials say registration is required before pickup and encourage eligible families to sign up as soon as possible. The initiative is part of the school system's ongoing effort to support students and families while school is out for the summer. In Dade County, School Nutrition is continuing its summer meal program through this month, helping ensure local kids have access to nutritious meals while school is out of session. The program is available at no cost to all children 18 years of age and younger and takes place at Dade Elementary School at 306 Wolverine Drive in Trenton. Families can pick up 5 days' worth of breakfast and lunch meals today between 10:30 and 12:30 while supplies last. School officials say the summer meal program is designed to help bridge the gap for families during the summer months and provide kids with reliable access to healthy meals when school cafeterias are closed. Again, the program is open to all eligible children in the community, regardless of school enrollment status. If you need more information, call School Nutrition at 706-657-4361. The Braves are set to wrap up the 3-game series against the San Diego Padres this evening at Petco Park. The Braves have battled the Padres in a pair of very late night games. It'll be a little bit earlier tonight. That first pitch is scheduled for 8:40 with our airtime at 7:25 this evening here on KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date at discoverday.com anytime and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves and NASCAR, 101.3, 106.1, 104.3 FM and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.